Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for circumcising our hearts so that our praises can come from you. So that morning by morning, you can waken our ear to hear as you sing your praises over us. So we awaken up to your love, faith, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, because we know that that faith is relevant to your wonderful love plan, righteous, holy redemption that you have got for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 4, verse 6 to 10. And in the same way David speaks of the blessing on the one to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Blessed and happy and favored are those whose lawless acts have been forgiven and whose sins have been covered up and completely buried. Blessed and happy and favored is the man whose sin the Lord will not take into account, nor charge against him. Is this blessing only for the circumcised, or also for the uncircumcised? For we say, faith was credited to Abraham as righteousness. How then was it credited to him? Was it after he had been circumcised or before? Not after, but while he was uncircumcised.
Hallelujah. So yeah, we're speaking about the faith that we're supposed to live by, and we see this faith comes from God. God met Abram and God called him, and then God had a plan. So the faith takes us into the heart of God that has a plan for each and every one of us. And that's so vital, because it's no eye has seen it or ear has heard what God has prepared for those that love him. So it's so important that we draw close and we hear from him, because it's relevant to our predestination. He predestined us in Christ before the foundation of the earth. And the Bible says that our good works are laid out for us that was predestined in Christ. So everything that comes about through our committing our life to the Lord, sins taken away as far as the east is from the west, that is not something we could do. And then everything that is available to us now, the path of righteousness, the righteous plan that God has got for us, and it's coming from his heart. And that's why it's so important to stay in tune with God. And I love here what it declares to us here. Was Abram circumcised before he had a relationship, before he walked with God? It says no, afterwards. So it says circumcision was a sign that he was a true Jew, circumcised in the heart, and his praises from God. Romans 1, verse 29, the last verse there. That's what pleases God. So that's where we all had to come to. We could try by our own works and boast in our own works, but it gets us nowhere. We've got to surrender to the Lord, because it's only in the Lord our sins is taken away as far as the east is from the west. The word also tells us he won't remember it any longer, but then he comes and he writes his laws on our hearts and on our minds by the Spirit. So it's so important, being born again, circumcised in the heart, receiving the Holy Spirit, we circumcised in the heart, and then receiving God's praise, God's love is through the Spirit. We then wake up to the mercies of the Lord that are new every day. We wake up to the path that is prepared for us. We wake up and we start walking in the destiny that God has got for us to be a fragrance, his righteousness in this earth, because of God are we in Christ Jesus, who's made to us wisdom, redemption, sanctification, which is holiness, and righteousness. So it's all found in relationship. And just as the Jews of old got circumcised, and it was a proof that they are God's people, inspired by God, led by God, and that was very much abused. People got circumcised and then they didn't even have that relationship. Now, us in relationship, our circumcision is the life that we lead. We lead a life in tune with the Lord, in tune with the good works laid out there for us, in tune with his leading. Amen. So stay in tune. You've got a good God that sings over you, and that singing releases what he loves and what he believes in. So we can believe what he believes, and then we can sing, we can declare, and we can be a fragrance of the love of God in this earth in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.